Eddie Dunfermline hadn't been beat since September the 12th. That's a in the league. It's a hell of a result.
Well, first and foremost, you have to say that it's a magnificent achievement for Dunfermline to go that length of run in this league, and a very competitive league at that. It speaks volume for just how well they've done. It's obviously got to end at some stage, so we're obviously delighted that it's us that's managed to end that run.
How pleased are you with your team tonight?
Very happy. I said that to him afterwards. I felt that we've obviously worked very, very hard this week, and tactically I felt we got it bang on tonight. And I was really pleased with our game management.
It was a lovely goal, I thought, that won the game.
It was. I thought it was a goal worthy. I'm sure Alan and Sandy will not be pleased from their point, but from our side, I felt that we worked the ball very, very well and got on behind an area that we thought we might get a bit of joy from. So I'm really pleased with that.
Big ambitions on and off the park, Eddie. Is that you looking up to towards the fourth promotion place now?
Yeah, I mean, I've said this so many times, we're never going to set targets for ourselves, because all you do is just end up in a silly position. So right now we're just looking, focusing on consistency of performances and trying to improve each week.
It was a big night for the club with the announcement of the impending full-time status. It was a fitting way to celebrate that, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot going on behind the scenes. We're trying to build, make building blocks and progress properly, so hopefully we've put a lot of things in place over the next coming weeks. It'll help us towards the coming weeks, months and years ahead. So
it speaks a lot about the ambition, though, given a lot of clubs are going from full time to part time for you. Do you have a club looking
that way? I mean, look at where we are here. We're at a club that obviously I think inspires people when they come here, so I think that's what we want to have. We want to have that kind of ambition and inspiration as well.
Do you think the full time football announcement will be an incentive for some of the players currently on the squad to maybe want to be a part of it for next season?
I think it's if anybody, listen, see, if you're a football player, if you've got anything about you, you want to be in a full-time environment. And I remember, it's for the first time in 10 years I've worked with part-time players. And I have to say, I've got loads of admiration for people working with part-time players, and these guys give a lot as well as a daytime job. So I'm very, very happy to be working with this group of players.
Cheers, Eddie. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.